This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 132 for Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday, taking back yesterday's losses as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up 11 to over $15, January up 15.10 at $646.90 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger, with palm oil hitting fresh contract highs. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which was down over half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, was also supportive. Traders were reacting to the U.S. election and what another Trump presidency will mean for the agricultural markets. Trump has promised to impose tariffs on most imports, with U.S. soybean and corn exports a likely target for retaliation. Soybean futures had dropped sharply lower in overnight trade, but managed to turn mixed by the close. In the U.S., activity was mixed in all of the grains and oil seeds in reaction to the U.S. election. Stock markets and the U.S. dollar moved higher on the news, while ag commodities were initially pressured lower before recovering. Soybeans pressured overnight amid concerns Trump's win would restart a trade war with China. But any U.S. tariffs or Chinese retaliation will likely take some time before they become an issue, and end users buying the dips were thought to be behind some of the eventual strength. January beans up 2 cents at the close at 10.03 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest is nearly complete, with attention turning to Brazil, where improving moisture conditions have allowed farmers to make good progress seeding their next crop. The USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates will be released Friday, and pre-report positioning was behind some of the activity. Corn remained supported by solid exports, although no fresh business was announced today. The December contract up 7 cents at $4.26 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel at 1.1 million barrels per day in the last week. Wheat mixed in choppy trade. The strength of the U.S. dollar was especially bearish for wheat, likely cutting into some export demand. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in December at $6.06 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2 cents in December at $5.74 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 0.75 cents in December at $5.73 1/4. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.